dobro da mi je tvoj. Da je na tome mojte, a ne ova tvoja ne isto. Ja mađa vajna, da naši posto mi je to, Hvala se taj tvoj se mori ja mađa, da mat mi, da ne ova tvoja ne isto tada tvoja ne, ja mađa vajna da da iši tebe čudu. Da ne mi smo i tamo dijana. A vajem se tada vajna. Tevlek delen, se tevlek tanem da taj šutu ime tamo. Boris je smijen, vahazim delenom alak tanem. Da bih mi ljudina sinu. Ljudina sinu, nadar. Mare se sada iz banu iz toj tapu na zaku zbog Hašem. Ljudina sinu to je zbog da je lajkere. Mare se zbog sinu to je zbog da je I mean, the different thing would have to give my child a kosher lulav, but I have to give him a kosher sukkah. The first half in sukkah says that sinu requires him to be a kosher sukkah. And he will point out that not the more you see that the person is a sinu. Has to be kosher for the mitzvah, just a machlokes to the mitzvah of Hemana. The Guru has the emotional generators, I hope you'll put on my brother to what the shayt is. But that being is only the Rabbana, but the fact is that the parents have to be the kind of their children. Matamot knows the name of the Rabbana, a lot of us are doing their life. What is he telling you over here? Another Amar, so it's more than a Bahazi Zer Malachanin, that it's also the post of the Adana. Rabbana, I said, not only do I have to tell a child, Samatoni is my son of Opatoni. And not only do I have to tell him, I've already become a Mason, and I've shown that this is a Mason, this is a Chai, this is an Ohel, this is a... Maybe it's a thing, places that I have to teach him Ishmael to Ohel. I have to explain to him what to beat him off. That's not enough. There's another thing, the house is better than all the time, and the more known that he's on this. And the first job is very cherished from this process, that the parents are forbidden, that it's very much forbidden to be the time of the time. That even if one should assume, that's Kovner from the very same day when he's in the house, we should. But if I see him, he's eating trays of food, I'm not going to be able to stop him. But it's my son, that is a machloket. But if he's coming up with child, I see coming up with child bringing an aveir. He's in the house Shabbos, or he's eating trays of food, or he's doing whatever. He's in the time of the mate, he's just playing something, he's in the time of the mate. I don't have to be mafishing, but we're supposed to be a guy in that song, that I should feed him the trays of food, trays of food, let's say trays of the rice. Well, that's when you're coming in, so that's the issue that I'm going to get my time, so I'm going to get my time, so I'm going to get my time.
Can you say that nowadays no age will have
to be received
the
cousin's
character that's going to be the daughter or the mother?
If there's no illness. And you said
that they're giving the cousin,
they're
thinking
about a carrier, no carrier for your house. To carry 4 minutes, that's the difference.
I'm sorry,
to carry the carrier himself. Oh, the difference is that and I give the child something that he should do in our very good life with it, so that's how he passed, just learn that from his passing, but that's the reason. That's a further question, and Shulchan Aruch is in the Shin Dalet Mem, and Hilchos Shabbos, that's the first sinning, and the third sinning, and the Mishnah Berurah, that's when the Chabah has already been, the Mishnah Berurah has a little bit, these are lachos of Chinuch HaKtanim, also the source of the Adam. So the Gemara only says that it's also the source of the Adam, the Gemara learns that on three things, that it's also the source of the Adam, on Tumer, on Shuratim, and on Dam. There are three Tumer. The Gemara says, why do I need three Tumer? Would not be able to learn one from the other? The question is no. I wouldn't have known one from the other. Now they have all the three speaking. So I learned a Tarashonish of Rahim that in Rome, the three Tumer, it's also the source of the Adam. So there, in the first one, the side of the Shofanach, in the back of the Shofanach, says that there's a Machlekes to the Shem, and some hold that the Din of Osho was supposed to be Adayim, that you're not allowed to see the child. But it's not feeling like the Adayim. To stop in our mouth. Right. Some say it up, it's supposed to see, yeah. To stop in the child's mouth, chase the food. So the supposed to be a diamond is also on these three. What about on all other ones from the righteous? You also say righteous, so that's a machlok. Some are showing all the mirrors, as they're showing all, that the use of the righteous, like Shafino, like the Kofi of Dayim, is only on these three. Down, Shuratim, and Tumim. But on all other ones from the righteous, it's only the Rabbon. And the pastor is in the Gemara, the pastor is the most of the post-human, that it's a Zinda right, that it's an Issa the right, that it's a Zinda 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 right, what if the change is a Zinda right, that it's a Zinda right, call of Atom. But if the parents don't drink call of Atom, are they allowed to give call of Atom to their children? They hold that it's really awesome. If they do it, that's a Zinda right, that's a Zinda right. Not to give the minute to the children. But let's say they hold that all about these little traits, so they permitted to give, let's say, traits that they consider traits, traits of milk, traits of cheese, minute of milk, traits of food, that's only traits of the Rabbanon, are they permitted to give it to their children? So that's in my place with the Rambam and the Rajbah. The Rambam says, at least I feel that the Adam is quite giving to the children, the Rabbanon, and always the Rajbah, and all the other Mishonim disagree. I heard him have children about these propositions. And the Chaber, as usual, quotes the Rambam, he's in the Shin Dalet Mem, and Arachan, he quotes the Rambam. But he didn't let that female of the Adayim that you're not permitted to give the child any traces to encourage the child to do any Easter applies whether it's the Easter Deraita and Easter Derabanan And the Mishnah quotes there that many parts of Mamaita like the Rebbe. Some parts of Mamaita, of course, Chilish is a good idea. Some parts of Mamaita like the Rajboy, that in Nishta the Rabban and the Safina like the Yodan. What basically we discussed, even if one should hold like the Rambam, like the Mechaber, like the Nishta the Rabban and the Safina like the Yodan, what if it's not even a Nishta the Rabban? What if it's only a Nishta the Rabban? Minhas, like Kitnir, I buy candy for Pesach and it's all kidneys. I have ice cream and Hashem kidneys, whatever. There's no problem with the rice and no problem with the Rabban. The worst is it has kidneys, the kidneys only a minute. But if I do say that it should be, in terms of the kidneys before Bar Mitzvah, so then there's no mitzvah of Lois Tafina Lady Adan. So you tell him, you know, you have to have Tinach and Minhal the Moses. You tell him, okay, kid, when you become Bar Mitzvah, next year you're going to be Bar Mitzvah on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat this stuff. Just like I don't eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the deal of Tinach. You have Tinach and Minhal the Moses. The Mara says in Yitzin that the Apotropos of Yisraelim has to spend Yisraelim's money to make a sukkah for them and to buy a lula for them and to get Hashanah for them. So some say that the Tosh of Shani Gemara by Hashanah is Hashanah for Plach and Hashanah. It doesn't mean Hashanah for the Dalai Minim and the Lula. It means Hashanah for the Minim of Hashanah. The Mara says Hashanah is only a Minim. It's not a Dindu Rabban. It's more in Sukkah. That's an Adol. That's Hashanah. Nachlek is Amaron, whether shaking the Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah is a minig Nevi'im or it's a Tachanis Nevi'im. We pass from Mount Sinai that it's a minig Nevi'im. And nevertheless, the Gemara says there's a din of cleanup. Yeah, there's a din of cleanup, but isn't there a din of Lois Tafina Lady Adai? If something's forbidden, it's a minig, if you say that it's also to give it to the child. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, actually they talk. You know, Raman didn't go so far. They said, you surrender Rabban? Then how they not? Let's say, to wait 6 hours to do pleasure to move. That's only a minhag. The Gemara says, only a minhag. You have to tell the children that when I'll be done with you, they shouldn't eat milk within 6 hours of inflation. So 3 hours, that even means you. But there's no dinner where also they're supposed to be done. Because it's only a minute. So
therefore, with the
Shochanah says that you're not allowed to. Shochanah fastens like the Rambam. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that there was some who are making. The Mokum HaTzorech, right, did you mean? They said it's very expensive to keep on finding quality Torah. And this the guy can afford it itself. But if he's a poor man to begin with, usually the Gemara says the poor get poor and the rich get richer. That's why the Gemara says in Akhira. Also, I need Azra and Yuzin, next to the Gemara. So the poor people are the ones who are losing a part of Akhira, so they're going to go buy a part of the stuff for their children also. So it's a shot of cut. So the thing is that you can rely on Yuzin, you can rely on the Rajbon, the Rover is showing that by you turn the Rabbon, there's little resource to be done.
6 hours, 7 minutes.
Maybe later? Später. And not Ashtuna, not the middle of the quiz? Okay. You leave lunchtime. At 12:30. At 12:30 on the quiz. Right to my body. Do you have a deal? Who may care? Sammy. The wish can mix it together, but I have to drink. Did you do it? I don't know. Yes. So you say 6 hours of a minute. And I'll do it together.
If the Rama says in Tatra and Amy Sakina and Diaba and he turns it up on him, would that be on the Tatra?
No, it's an extension of the process. The process is only turned there right now.
Is there some sort of machlokes whether the Yisur of Rabbanan had their stuff for the Yisur of Raisa to the Yisur of Rabbanan?
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's so, could that be the result of the Raisa?
Could be. Either Rabban is a Shibasa, that he has the Rabbi Rabbanan got the Raisa. Could be. Could be.
I mean, not necessarily specific to Raisa, but this is a
very general issue. Mm-hmm. Anything
that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to give
to the children. Could be. Could be. There is a machloket that unfortunately very rare dinah. So if this halacha of one person is supposed to be a dam is really adapted to a person who would be called a klal tiyuva, what about the person has a chelish or a shaita? And the doctor don't see, let's say, a shaita means deranged child. Occasionally, he's a retarded child. And never become a bad youth, but the doctors don't see that the child will ever become normal. So there's no chiyuv, but chinuch, yamu chiyuv. to go teach the child like a dinim of Shabbos and Kashrus, how to understand what it is, no din of kinim. He'll never become Yitzhak. The only Shabbos am I committed to didn't trade the truth. What about the din of Asher was supposed to be a dime? So the din of Asher was supposed to be a dime is not limited actually to a person who's a bar kinim. Even to a little baby. Even to a little baby who can't understand anything, he's still a dinim. How about to give the baby trade the food? Trade the rice, then find the around, even trade the rabbi. So what if the child is a Chayyishar HaShayta and he'll never become Bola Klausel Yudhi? Maybe even though the Din of Asa was supposed to go down and fly Yudhi to a Klausel who's Mamish Kina Gomor, who's not a Bar Rechina. True that there's a flood, maybe somehow it's an aspect of Kina. But maybe if the child is one who will never be Bola Klausel Yudhi, maybe then there's no Din B'chalal of Asa was supposed to be enough. So that's what the Din of Yudhi's son has in his Tshuva, Shiva Tzion. He discovered Anisa the Hetzer. He says Anisa the Hetzer that he saw on every other page in the other day. He's the Hetzer by the Rabbein Yonah. It's not the famous Rabbein Yonah, another Rabbein Yonah. One of the early Achonim, Rabbein Yonah. And on the first page, they write by Rabbein Yonah, he'd be wrong. Not by different Rabbein Yonah. So, in the case of Anisa the Hetzer, he writes a lotion that also was supposed to be a dime as an aspect of Kina. So that before the flower feels later. So the Shiva Tzion Tashkent would be there that if the child and brother, a person, not a child, let's say it's a grown person, is a fairly sure shape, and the doctors don't see any way to straighten the person out, then Tashkent would be smoother with those who are not. But sometimes there's a Tshuva where he quotes this Tshuva Shiva Tzion, and he says, he disagrees, he discovered a Rajbo in the middle of Kitten, a Rajbo in the middle of Terrakhan is on. The Chassam Sotah, and the Tshuva, so he quotes the Shiva Tzion and he disagrees with him based on a Rajbo in Gittin. Rajbo in Gittin is by the Apishoksim, the Terekhan is often where the Rajbo says the Apishoksim is obligation to not to see tonight and not to see Tzedek. So the Tzadik, in the middle of a long Rajbo, he has one line, apropos to nothing, where he writes that the Din of Asa was supposed to be done in place of Achayosh and Ashayosh. If you would want to look it up, you would think, where are you going to look it up? If the Zom is on this Zom, you would never dream to look it up over there. But some said it happened to be a book, he knew all of that book. He's not a needle in a haystack. One line in the last four that's apropos to nothing else that he's talking about on that. That has nothing to do with that. Just happens to say exactly not like the Shiva. So that's some say he says, even though the universe was spoken down 5 minutes or 2 minutes, there's a lot back in, or even though he's a baby, it's not that kind of thing, but still he writes to each book, he should have to write that an aspect of Shiva. Somehow to change so that later some form of change. The aspect of Tzinos, even at such a young age, even as long as you're a Tzinos, so this Tzinos is a teaching. This aspect of Tzinos applies to everything. So he says that if he's a person who's not going to be a Bar Yehuda later, then you don't even have this aspect of Tzinos.
Wouldn't that be related
to what was done before,
with the three gifts that he gives us, and then he gives us
That person is just like you thought it. 50% of the colonel makers in America. On one occasion he said, that's all the president of all the shuls. So what are you going to say? That Abba Yonah is an Abba Yonah? No, because he sees that it means that he doesn't have the seichel of a 13-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. What do you mean doesn't have the seichel? Let's say a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old girl or boy understands about Riki and about Libya, about chaser vinegar and all kinds of things. Another thing, that you don't have to understand that. The person says, just have to understand whether things are contradictory or they stim, where they see statements, like they have the aptitude test, not aptitude test, they have IQ test. Some aspects of the IQ test, it tests you on Shakespeare, it tests you on literature and world literature, so that the kid doesn't have to know to be called a Bar-Dot. They just have to understand whether statements are contradictory or whether things follow logically or they're absolutely unrelated. You know, whether things are safe or not, talking and so on. It doesn't have to have such a memory. Normal people have a memory. If a person has a very strong memory, doesn't remember, but so that's not called a Bar-Dot. Perish means such a retarded person, so retarded that he won't understand whether things are contradictory or not.
And then maybe your character doesn't have a tremendous memory, because they don't
organize it, yeah. So that doesn't help. That's not called a Bar-Dot. There is a Gemara in Nidon, the first daf in the Nice Kusim, where the Gemara says that once a woman gave birth to a baby, and the baby girl became a Nidon when she was born, and the mother couldn't go to Mikveh till 14 days after the baby was born. She had a baby boy, so she goes to Mikveh after 7 days. She has a baby girl, she has to wait 14 days. And the baby, they were matzal after 7 days. So the mother says that they were matzal the baby a week before before the mother was taken under the care of herself. What were they matzal the baby for? What did they have to be taken the baby for? Because the father, the husband of his wife, was a Kohen. And had Shemeshal Truma. They wanted to smear the baby with oil. That was a big deal. In the days of the mother, used to smear the babies every day with Shemesh. They wanted to save money. Why should he spend money for Shemeshal Truma? And he was a Kohen, so he gave him Shemeshal Truma. But he's not permitted to smear Shemeshal Truma on an autumn tummy. And it's not coming. As you say, Sikha Kishtiya, that just like it's coming, coming, it's forbidden to eat Shuma or to drink Shemeshal Shuma, Yayinshal Shuma, so Shemeshal Shuma, a coming, coming is forbidden to be so. But the Gemara says that's why they had to be matzil this baby, Kohenes, who was only 7 days old, in order to be so Shemeshal Shuma. So there in Nidah, not that, there's a machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam, the other Mishan, who's going to do the Sikha Kishtiya. Rabbeinu Tam knows that Sikha Kishtiya is only the Rabbah. Yes. Remember that the Tamil said many years ago that every baby girl, when he's born, is a leader.
He said, based on
a woman becomes a leader when the hormone level changes or something, it says that biologically, when every baby is born, that's what I remember when I was in high school. Maybe the hormones changed his mind 30 years later. Remember, then he said that every baby girl is born as a leader. And you're a day after they assume after this, and that a girl only comes to meet around the age of 12 or so, unless you know the father, that she became a leader. The Mishnah says a leader. As he knows, it's not that, but it's susceptible. She can become a leader. She can become a leader. And when she's 10 days old, she can become a girl. And she had a Riyas leader the day she was born. And then she's a leader for 7 days. And then she has a Riyas on day 8, 9, and 10. So she can become a girl eternally. Gemara says, we can make the Dikus for her. We can make the Shemitah for her. Gemara says, what if a man is married to a Shaitan? His wife is crazy, so she can't be ranked, so she can't make Shemitah. So Gemara says, the other women will make the Dikus for her, be not to learn it. Depending on what you notice. So theoretically, a baby more than a baby can't. Mishnah says, a baby can't become a man. So the Ran, the Kedusha Ran, is bothered with a Kashan as Gemara. So I think it's on her own. That Sikha Kishtiya is only a thing with the Rabbana. In other words, that it's forbidden for Azar. Azar Sha'och HaTruma, the Mezid is Kayat Nisim De Shaman. That's what today says. Azar Sha'och HaTruma is Mezid is Nisim De Shaman. So what if Azar didn't eat or drink the Truma? It wasn't bread or wine, it was Shemen Shal Truma. What if Azar was Sha'och Shemen Shal Truma on his body? So we usually assume that that's also Nisim De Shaman, the Sikha Kishtiya. So Rabbeinu Tam says not true, the Sikha Kishtiya is only with the Rabbana. And the fact that it's forbidden to be soft on Yom Kippur, Sikha Kishtiya is also only the Rabbana. That's why Rabbana Tam Shita, the Bishari Luyim is only the Rabbana. Not like it's the Rambam and Pesach. But on Yom Kippur, there's only Purim and Achila Shtiya. On the other hand, Luyim, there's no Purim. The Pesach opinion is there's no Purim, but it's only the Rabbana. The Rambam's opinion is no, there's no Purim, it's the right that there's Purim only on Yom Kippur, Achila. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, not only is there no Purim on Yom Kippur, on Tashmi Shamita, even on Sikha, which is based on Sikha Kishtiya, Achila Shtiya, there is Koreh, he says, no, Sikha Kishtiya itself, the statement of Sikha Kishtiya is only the Rabbana. That's what he says. Sikha Kishtiya is only the Rabbana. That's the Machlok, is the Rambam and the Tosfos. The Ran, and the last part of the Yuma, it's called Solo Rishon.
I thought it was
or Kurdish or some.
No, that's a Gemara. No, that's a Gemara. That Kurdish is only after Yishkia. Gemara has a Yalpus in the end, and the Dorim in the end of Yuma. The Gemara has Pesukim to indicate that Kurdish is only on Achilishti and not on the other. But the question is, after you establish that there's no Kurdish, does that mean that Tanisha derives to the fact Kurdish? That means it's only in the city of Bach? That's a Machlegis. Right, that's a Machlegis, whether the Pesukim are as Nafta, the real Joshua Gemara. So the Rabbi Natan's opinion is that Sikha Kishti is only in the Rabbana. So the Chidusha Ran is bothered with the Tasha. He holds that Sikha Kishti is only in the Rabbana. And Rabbi Shannon holds that in Surim, the Rabbana is Mutter, was called to be a Dali, and he committed to feed it to a cotton against the Rabbana. So why did the Gemara say that this Kinaitis became a need that they had to be Matkal in the Mikveh? Because where they had to be Matkal the baby for? Because they want to shmear the baby Shemesh of Tumo. But if Sikha Kishti on Shemesh of Tumo is only the Rabbana, so it's Mutter, was called to be a Dali. You can shmear it on a baby that's Tumo. Tell me, this is the Rabbana to shmear on an Odom Tumo.
Come to the Rabbi Natan.
Using the truma the wrong way. That's what he answered. That's the wrong answer. But he asked the kasha that he asked is supposed to say the kasha then says. Yes, the kasha is coming with the Rabbana. And you hold that it's literally supposed to be a dynasty and the Rabbana. So why do we have to be mindful of babies? That's the question. Everybody knows that this girl has it. Using the truma the wrong way. That's what he answered. That's the wrong answer. But he asked the kasha that he asked this person say the kasha themselves. If the kasha that is different to shtir come with the rabbana and you hold that it's mutter was supposed to be a dana or shishoso or shisoch truma that he violates an issue of misim de shamayim, so that won't apply. Different to shtir is only with the rabbana. It won't be any misim de shamayim. But it will still be a form of bikul mitzvah se shalat truma. The discussion of Shalachum is to have Achim Shtir Asicha on a Kain Tah, not on a Kain Tah. So therefore, the violation will be on the one of Shmiri. That's how the Gizkirah is explained by Rufus at the end of the Sefer in one of the letters. And that's it, the Ferish, and the Chidush Aran on Eden, you have the whole Shtir Kotel. Chidush Aran says like this. This is similar to the Chidush, it's based on the Chidush of the Yavne Nilun, which quotes, as the Sefer on Ebenezer, it's called Avne Nilun. At the end of the Sefer, he has a few essays that have nothing to do with Ebenezer. He calls it Shabbos Tshuva. It doesn't have too much to do with any Shabbos Tshuva. Most of them are just, not all of them are just theoretical Shabbos. They're still full of them. But one of the Pulpulim he has is on Eim Avach and Yisra Lachatzila. But the din of Eim Avach and Yisra Lachatzila, Rover Rishon Hal is on with the Rabban. We discussed, we didn't see others be Yovesh, so then the Nerv Yehuda and the Ra'or writes in the Tzadik HaBais also that that's an Yisra. They're right, Eim Avach and Yisra Lachatzila. But it's not the last, and finally Rovah calls from home against the right, that any Rabbi Nishma has to go on to Rav Wanda. What about my Truman? If I put a little Yayin Shal Truman, Shem Shal Truman, and I mix it in with Echlin Chulin, it's not Shal Truman, I'm about to win. But the Rabbi Nishma wants to say, I think it's the parent for a certain cash, he wants to say, I think that would be a violation of their rights then. Any Rabbi Nishma has to be an issue of their rights then. What's the use of their rights? The Shmer is true, what's that? I took Yain Shoshuna, Shem Shoshuna, and I called it to convert to become non-shuna. I was in the back of the road, and it disappeared. So that's Bikul Shalat, Bikul Shuma, Shalat Mitzvah, Bikul Mitzvah Shalat Shuma. That's the deal, the Shmer is Shumas, and you have to see to it, the Shmer is Shumas by Shuma, and by Kol Shumas, even about the Mitzvah Shuma, will be a day right.
My question depends on how you look at Bikul, because you're saying the color Mitzvah later on is the whole thing, as the Mitzvah. It's the whole thing like Kumas Shuma. And if you don't, how do you look at people? You said if the thing disappears, if you say it's there, it's just that the Torah allows you to know it like the Dabar and Hakam. Mm-hmm. And then if you say the second side, it's really
there. Well, that's the point, right. The Imam Chayyar Zat Chakimel has a shadow whether it's something that's brought to the Rebbe's command, you say command the Leisei Gamma. It's Rosh Mahimor. And we pass, the Rambam passed before Aloha that if it's Lach, the Lach, it's command the Leisei Gamma. And if it's Yavish, the Yavish, it's command the Yisei Gamma. That's what the Abu Nilun writes to you. That the Mivak of Truma will constitute an Issa Deraisa and the Shmeres Trumos. The son of the Abu Nilun was a big famous person, a big master, Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He's known by his Rosh Hashanah Yashir. So he was the one who printed the Yavne Milun after his father-in-law passed away. That's why Chassidim don't like to use it, but he printed by now. He has a whole introduction, has a psychology in the introduction, he has some footnotes even here. He has a famous footnote over here, where he asks the Kasha and his father-in-law, this is correct, he has a Shver Rashi Beza, the first place, and basically the Gemara says that Emer Latin Yisrael Habchila doesn't normally apply if I take a bottle of kosher stuff and I pour it into kosher soup. But even some of the kosher stuff fell in already. I already have time with this, I just don't have shishim. I don't have enough hatchet to be in the Bakla Yisrael, so there's still a deal that it's also the Haisi Talahati Kedei the Bakla Yisrael. That's also a violation of Emer Latin Yisrael Habchila. Okay. So Rashi says, on that Gemara, how do you know? How does the Gemara know that it's so? Maybe the din of Emer Latin Yisrael Habchila only applies when I have Yisrael Biyah and I pour it into the Hatha. How do you know that even if the Yisrael already fell in, and you have rope against it, but it's still nice and sound that they have to have to apply the mission while you move the time. But Rashi proves it. Rashi says, the Gemara knew it from the Mishnah and Trumas. Mishnah and Trumas speaks about the Truma fell into Chulin, Mindushena Minoi. So you have rope against the Truma, but it's still nice and sound. And the Mishnah says it's forbidden to be nice if they add on more Truma in order to be the Vato. Forbidden to add on more Chulin in order to be the Vato Truma. That's the Mishnah. So, in the Havara to Rabbi Miloim, the son of the author, writes Akasha, he says that if his father was right, but every Rabbi is not a true by Shumas, not Homer, because it's a violation of Mishmeres Trumosa, so how can you prove that this is Shumas? The Torah is very true, the Gemara in Beis is not talking about Shumas, the Gemara in Beis is talking about Mukhtzit. But Allah that Mukhtzit, Eitim Shunashim on Adek of the Yomtiv, Allah has that off in the tree of Yomtiv, Allah is on Yomtiv on Adek, wherever they are, we'll treat them like a Rizka, not Mukhtzit. So shadow whether they're not mukhs at all, but you are mukhs with the other hetish tamshi. So the mice are treated with it's not mukhs. But that's only a lot that is detached with both young. But if the lot falls off on young from the tree, then I say, neither is kasher with the rash mashi, because there's mukhs with the kasher, it's kasher with the young, but it does remain mukhs. So the mice says, if the lot fell into other lots, that is not enough to be in the vatal answer. The mice talks about being racist, more lots of hetter in order to be in the vatal of the right. The mice says, the vatal matir, and how is it better? But I have a whole discussion. So how does Rashi comment on that Gemara? How do you know that in general there should be a problem with them about the Nisla Hatsuri or the Yisra fell into Heter? You're not allowed to add on more Heter because the Mishnah and Shumas, the Shir, Vada the Bikasha, the Mishnah and Shumas can't prove anything. Because Shumas is more fun. Okay. That's his Kasha. So now for him, write the Rutsum on the Kasha. They all write the white Matshvet. So up here it sounds like a good Kasha. But this is the motto of the din. Emor vi amarko et mahaze gibel le malach kana. You have such a similar signal in the Chumash. Tabi ha b'nei Yisrael ma'ata aleihem. What is that? Like six, no? That's so strange. Why does it say twice? Ayom Hashem Amar Shalem, Tabi ha b'nei Yisrael ma'ata aleihem. Why does it say twice? Tabi ha amarko. So that if you read on the Hilchas Tzitz, it's close to the front here, it's the same style over here. And more of Atonim, the Amato, tell Atonim to tell their children. So when you make a quote to Panam Iris, Dabir b'nei Yisrael v'yamarto aleihem. So he has another thing. Here it says Emor v'yamarto, the same Russian. There it says Dabir v'yamarto. So the Gemara has in another place, Masrecha Shabbos, the Gemara has a little thing, Dibur and Amir, that Dibur is Loshen Koshen and Amir is Loshen Rato. That, Chosal l'beis yankiv, the Sabir b'nei Yisrael. That Soma is Loshen Rato, you should speak to the women. So the Kuwaiti folks are there at Tzachos in the front of the ears. Are there in Israel tell the men that they're hiding tzitzis. The women are not hiding tzitzis, we passed it. We passed the women, I passed from tzitzis because the mitzvah session says mangrum. That Lila's are the one tzitzis. So you should tell the men, the Amar Tolem, that they should tell their wives that they should make tzitzis for them. The wife's job to make their clothing. So you should tell your wife to make tzitzis. Here is a lie against the Rabbi Nitaam. The Rabbi Nitaam is quoted by places in that a man of day is that a woman is possible to tie tzitzis. Whoever is not the third of that mitzvah is possible to make just as the Marcus women cannot make tefillin, compared to the mezuzah, because she has to be tzivi, she has to be kshiva, she has to be tziva. So the Rabbi Natan claims that the same applies to tzitzis. So Rabbi Kivega quotes Rav HaRishonim disagree with the Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Kivega and HaRachayim quotes HaDerech HaHalotza, HaDerech HaMaritza, from the point of view of Shuva, a deal from the Pasha Vaidah. That's the style of the deal, it's based on his deal. Emor v'yamarto, why did it take what?
Well, after the women are
out, talking about
the tzitzis.
That's Rabbi Natan, right. Lo Hatzila, lo Chayim Shuva, Rabbi Natan Shuva. So there's a very much later. How far does Rabbi Natan go? Rabbi Natan only says, the original statement of Rabbi Natan is on tying of the tzitzis. Making the choy, tying it into the devil. What about the tzitzis, Tachutin? That's a much later, Tachutin, what would the Rabbi Natan say? But many of them say, even Rabbi Natan, Kum is only on the Kshira, not on the Tzvir. And others say, no, that it applies even to the Tzvir. That's why now when they sell Tzvir as Tzvirin, they charge more money, and they write on the label that this is under the Hashgacha of Rav Ozner, from the Rebbe Akiva, and it says it's Tzvias Gevurim. The Tzvias Akutin is made by men and not by women. It's an added Tzvias. It's a Shaila within the Rabbi Nathan, but he doesn't say so. Because it says, not drama. So he claims that you should read the passage from the Tabel, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. Tell the men that they should tell the wives that they should make the tzitzis for them. The wives should make the tzitzis for the husband. Now, there are the mom, the third part of my cousin says that all of the relatives that a kohen is obligated to the mitami to lo yitam as a favor. We talk to Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel and Sefer Daf Gimel. So we talk to Machlokes Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Rachem Daf Kuf that was Machlokes Bizman Abayis, and the Yosef Paschal then already before Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel was born. That the Yosef Paschal Bizman Abayis talk to Rabbi Akiva that lo yitam as a favor. This time it was an angel of Machlokes. A lot of times you find them out, my friend doesn't think that was the first time they had a machlokes. Just yesterday morning I was discussing. Machlokes were the Kedusha Rishon, it was Kedusha Lasadava or not, but in the days of Nuch HaNetzah, the Kedusha Sarah came properly. But machlokes way before the Kedusha Satanah. Right after the Nuch HaNetzah came and he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, then he had machlokes then. And then the machlokes was 7 years later. Chagai HaNavi was involved. It's not that Chagai took a stand. Even if Chagai took a stand, and he passed in the Kedusha Rishon was got law, and the Kedusha Shniyah had to be created all over again. Yesh Mayayin, they didn't listen to Chagai. There was Machlokes Satanai later. Chagai didn't say the Torah's Mevui. He said the Torah's place, the Torah's Moralo, so they had a right to disagree with him. So the time right, the Amaloi had a Machlokes, and the Torah's King had later Machlokes, what they didn't. It was only when it happens to be that we happen to pass by Chagai and other coincidentally. We happen to agree with him. You know, Yivam is that Tazar of an Oscar. Chagai and other, he says three halachas. One of them was the Kedusha Rishon was Bakla. So the Gemara says here that Lo Yitama is a Chayvo, and the Kohen is Mechitz in the Tama to design clothes, and this is the Din of Kovar Abiyas. So the Gemara says all of the relatives of the Kohen is Metame to, the Republicans are Metame to, there is a Din of Avelos. The Ramam and the Gerem hold there is a Din of Avelos Menatera. And then Hosifo, and another Shem hold that all of Avelos is only the Rabbon. But even according to the Ramam, Avelos is only on his relatives. And the Gemara says, see, for they have additional relatives. So who are the additional relatives? So let's say a brother or a half-brother or a half-sister from the mother, not from the father, which the Kohen not in the Tami, so that is a deal of Avelos on the Midrash Rabban. That's what see, for they, that's what the bride is. What about a sister who's married? A chorot ha-psul ha-prezai lo shaloi hoi solish. The Kohen is only the Tami to his sister if she was never married. And she's a psula. She's a bruiser even if she was never married. If she was once married and she's still a psula, she's not mitam to her. That's that these two conditions. Has to be a psula and has to be a shalom harsali. She was never attached to anybody. So what about achos and nesua? A man's sister is married. She's no longer a psula. She's a grandmother then. She died at the age of 120. So does the brother have to sit shiva in the raisa? Is there any avevi in the raisa coming to the Rambam and the Zohar and the Mechaber? All that is avevi in the raisa. Would it be our babies or rice here? So that's Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. That's Machlek is the Rambam and the Magnishna called the Ramban. Based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that whoever the claim is not the Talmud to, so there's no din of our babies. But one can argue the point, that means that the relative, that the claim is not the Talmud to, but when my sister gets married, so she becomes my sister-in-law. That's because she gets married and she already has children and grandchildren, so she's still the same blood relative, she's still the same cordial. Torah has its various apostles that have to be psulo and shalom ha'otolish in order for the time to be mitame. But it's still the same korvo. So when you carry over this bit of lo yitame, the chayvo to be mitame to observe avelos, whether the avelos is the rice or the rabbanon, but the yechid avelos is based on kovar avelos of lo yitame. When you carry it over to that area, so then I think the Rambam is of the opinion that these two conditions don't have to carry over. You just carry over the korvo. These zayin toivim, there is a din of Avelos Dam. I think the Rambam has the Pesach that is the right. The Ramban is masking on the Rambam.
So these conditions are
only by Tumah, not by Avelos. I think the Rambam holds on to that. These conditions are only needed by the by the heter achalitim in the tamei, and then the Torah adds on another two conditions, that the kurma is basically the same kurma. When you carry over the Yain Kedem, I carried over to the area, kosher from the tamei law. A person is misabel all law. So there the Rambam holds that you don't need these conditions. And the Rambam disagrees and says, no, that this, the avedis in these cases is only the Rabban. And the Chumash writes in there, according to the thing to marry a grusha, but the Gemara points out it's a very strange notion, Isha grusha mi isha lo yitofu. What is it? Isha grusha mi isha? Let's say, the grusha lo yitofu. Isha is either a halola grusha lo yitofu. He published a little called, why Isha grusha mi isha? But the Gemara says in the end of Gitzin that there's machlenes of leza na hachalim, the last prayer of Gitzin. What's the thing if a man is Megarish his wife, and he says, Harei Amateres l'chalab and puts the flame. He's not there to everybody except for one man. So that's machlenes of leza na rabban. Rabban holds that the get is no good at all, but rabban holds that the get is good. With the shiur, she's with the everybody except for that one person. We tell them that the get is no good at all. What happens if the man is Megarish his wife and he says, Harei Harei Abu Guresh is meant to have a Iyak in Paris to Shuma. She shouldn't be in Paris to anybody. But then the Paris gets to Shuma is not good, no? Anyway, the lady talking about the 13 no good, even if he gets to Shuma is just one man. It's also no good. So the Imam says, and even though the get is absolutely no good at all, but she still has to be a Kohen. Let's say the husband is a Kohen. He gives his wife a get, and he says, Harei Abu Guresh is the man to have a Iyak in Paris to Shuma. Even though the get wasn't Chal, yes, he doesn't have to be in Kaddish again if he wants to be married with her. But if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to be made married with her. If he's not a Kohen and he dies, and she wants to marry a Kohen afterwards, I don't say she's only an Amona. I say she's a Grusha as well. Either the get wasn't a Chal, how is she a Grusha? The Gemara says that's what we call Reach HaGet. It smells like a get. But that's what the Pasuk says. The Yisha Grusha Me'isha, even though Afa Pishman is Gasha Ela Me'isha. She was only divorced from her husband, he wasn't not to hurt anybody. Nevertheless, very prophet. She's also a Kohen. So the simple reading of the Gemara, based on the Rosh Hashanah, would imply that it's an Isha Deraisa. Reach HaGet is a Din Deraisa. The Rambam writes that it's only a Din with the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah quotes that the other Rishonim disagree, and that the Rambam is Shver. It seems to be against the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asks, what is it with the Pasuk? What is it with the Pasuk? So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's a Din Deraisa. Shabbos Ali has a Tshuva Dat. He declares that the Reach HaGet is Deraisa. The Rabbanan quotes from Akhlaq is the Rambam, the other Rishonim, and he says the Rambam is wrong. The Pasuk is Allah against the Rambam. The different style of Shuvah. The Shabbat is Shuvah. The Rambam is the Rambam. The Shuvah is the Rambam. The Rambam 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 is the Rambam. Then he discusses what cases are called Reach HaGet. Any case you give a possible get is called Reach HaGet. That's what Khalid Yusuf Magabi Karata. I write the get, I put it on the table, and he tells his wife, pick up the get, Reach HaGet. And the mother says, it's no good. He has to do it in a scene. She does do it, the key says, no good. Would that be called a Reach HaGet? So the Shabbat Shai quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the second verse in Kitman, the Gemara has a Machlech, it's what's called a Reach HaGet. And we pass to him, it's not limited to this case. Gemara, there were different opinions. Sometimes the get is written Shalom Vishmo, not too much Shalom Vishmo. Sometimes it will be a Reach HaGet, sometimes not. We pass to that case. There's only one case of Reach HaGet. So that's the Maskan of the Shabbat Shai. Reach HaGet is a Din D'Oraisa, and it's only limited to one case. And Ebenezer, the Ramah has a Tshuva to Rashbo, he quotes another Reach HaGet. What happens if the woman didn't even need a get? Nikar Adin, she didn't need a get. But the first Kumba, we require that she should have a get. So the Rashba, the Chumash of Rashba, quoted by the Rambam, says whenever a get was given, the first Kumba, so then even though it's not count, even though it wasn't necessary, because it wasn't a Kedushim, let's say, but since the Rabbanim, they say that it's a Kumba, that you need a get, well, you need to be the Rabbanim, so then it's a get to the Rabbanim. But let's say it wasn't even the Rabbanim, just the first Kumba. But then the Rambam calls the Tshuva to Rashba, then it needs a Reach HaGet. That's already common Shabbat today. Let's say, when we got married, and there was no kosher even at the wedding. We only had relatives and non-observant people. Absolutely nobody was kosher even at the wedding. And then they lived in a neighborhood where the non-religious Jews knew that they were living together. And the people that didn't even marry with them. So the Chumrah, the Yom HaLach HaTzur, we require. Later on they decided they don't want to. The ones that the work. So we have to we thought that we should have a get. We should have a tzak, maybe we'll be made so that they don't need a get. Because we could have been assumed that they're not married, the mission wasn't called. So when you give such a get, there's a woman become a tzuvah of kuhun rana. Because that's the Ramah, that the Ramah says that whenever you get a get to Teres Kumra, a get and you give Teres Kumra, consider the way I have get, which is a tzuvah of kuhun. A bit of a Petterburg, it has a tzuvah where he has a whole time against the Ramah, and the Kriyitzvah. He says, that Shuvah Sarajbo, Because I'm not close, that's the Rajbo and the Shitasa. That's the same old Rajbo and Chidush and Rajbo and Yivamit. There's a Gemara with a Rajbo and Tempest like that. And he says, and that Gemara, we don't pass like the Rajbo. We pass like the other Rishon. And the end of Yivamit and that Gemara. There is no such thing as a get a kin mechumbe that it constitutes a leher get. And he has still a tzvayim on the Ramo, how can the Ramo say like this? He shouldn't have passed like the Shulet Rajbo. So he says, what can you do? He's not going to go fight with the Ramah. The Ramah is going to be passing like the Chilus of Rajbo. He says, leave it like that. But the Ramah goes one step further. He goes to Rajbo and he says, that even the Yevet, this woman who got to get with her Sumer, goes and marries a Kohen, and not only is it forbidden for the Hasidic American, even the Yevet, okay, say, so the Bitzel of Hekabuli says that after they talk, he says, he can't go along with the Ramah. He says, because the Rajbo, is Mishikasa, and the other Rishon have gone home like the Rajbo. And the Rajbo don't pass like that Shikas Rajbo. We really should have passed my good Shulat HaRajbo in the first place. So, it's bad enough that the Ramah says the Shulat HaRajbo, but he shouldn't have gone so far that he didn't get it. That's what the priest so fast that he had in those days. He calls the Rajbo in the studio and I think that he's the Rabbah. The end of my second is on the Rajbo, learning the Gemara, but the Gemara says like that. But again, the Shulat HaRajbo very often up, he keeps an image, and he doesn't give you his value. But the Yitzchok Tainer is just what the Yitzchok has a lot of time, he does detective work. He gives you a whole panorama, the whole picture. He says that you can't take something out of context. You have to read the whole Rishon or the whole Sugya in order to see what the context of the sheep is. He says, where did the Rav and the Tshuva get it from? That's from his head. He got it from the Gemara, the way the Rav and the Gemara went shot. And then he shows the all the other Rishonim disagreeing the way in heaven has it. We don't pass like that Rav and the Gemara. So we shouldn't have passed like this Rav for you? He finds he really should have been with the Lahatina for this woman to marry a Kohen. But he says the Ramah quoted the Chumah of the Rajbo, so okay, so we're going to follow the Chumah of the Lahatina. But to go as far as the Ramah said, that even the Yevon takes things, we think that that's not true. That the Yevon, we should let the woman, we should leave the woman with her second husband, with her Kohen husband.
The first husband are very after the marriage of the Silva. Is that only my Silva?
Same thing, the way we pass in our locker, that if I say, Harei Mekeres Bechol Amim Chutz Lishlam, it's no good, it's not a gift at all. Or if I say, Harei Ak Mekeres Bechol Amim Chutz Lishlam, Harei Ak Asur Lekuli Amim Chutz Lishlam, Harei Ak Mekeres Bechol Amim Chutz Lishlam. In both cases, the gift is nothing. Nevertheless, in both cases, that's the Reach I get. Yishu Dushu Meisha, Acho Tishman Is Gash Ela Meisha, Yishu Lo Yikho. But Bechon of Asenin writes in one place in the Seif on Yivam, it's in Kovu Tzoris, he wants to say that the institution that the Gemara has of Chalitza Tzuba, Gemara has many times a gifting and in Yivamis a lot, Mishnais in Yivamis, but the Yavam did a Chalitza. The Yavam did a Chalitza with the Yavama. He did it Balayla, or he did it Shalai Yisrael Berdin, or did a Chalitza without Tavana as Heta Lashuk, or they took off the shoe from the left foot instead of the right foot. The various things of Chalitza Tzuna. Gemara says, well, the Yavamis took off the staff, a cloth staff, that's not even a Chalitza Tzuna, that's saying a cloth. But if she took off his left shoe instead of taking off the right shoe, or done by Lila, somehow then that's called the Chalitza Tzula. What's the difference whether it's a Chalitza Tzula or a Tenga Tzula, or relatively a Tzula? The Mishnah says the difference here is that once you do Chalitza, there's a din Kiddush Lagan Shuv LaYivim. Once Chalitza is done, the Yavam is never committed to marry Yivam. He's not committed to do Yivam anymore. He's not allowed to marry him. So the Gemara says, what if he did a Chalitza, then that's really nothing? What if she took off his sock? She took off his hat. Not if she took off his glove, his leather glove. So that's Chalitza. That's not a chalitza, it's nothing. But what happens if she took off his left shoe, she did a chalitza balayla, or she left his meibezna, or something like that? So then the Mishnah says, no, that's a chalitza tzula. It is a chalitza to asa her the yibum, but it's not a chalitza, she's not a hala shuk. The fact is in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, you wonder where in the world did they get this from? They made up a chumim, and they're Rabbana. And Shema Yainu, they're Masa the chalitza, people will think that there's a lot of yavim, there's a lot of married yibum, they have to have him made chalitza. The Balabatim, the Hamon Yam, all know that it's a chalitza tzula, they think that it's a good chalitza. So they made a chumim in the Rabbana. Whenever they will understand, whenever the Hamon Yam will understand it, she took off his sock. There's nothing wrong, so then there's no there in the Rabbana. That's perhaps the Pasuk Shas. The Rechon of Asim suggests in the Seif on Yavam is, so maybe it's really a Dinderaisa. Namely, maybe it's learned out with a Mama Tzini from this Pasuk, the Isha Grusha Meisha, they're just like by a get, if you give a get Pasuk, but I'll call upon there was a Maisa Gerish, and even though it's the Paslu, it's called a Gerish, and even though it's not Mata Lashuk. So maybe this is the marker for the Din by Chalitza Tzul as well. But if you did a Chalitza, even though it was done the Tzul, and it's not good to be Mata Lashuk, but it still is a Chalitza for other purposes. And we get it out to you. That's how we suggest. Maybe one can even say that it's a good
Dharaisa. What's the problem? How do you know how much
that
can you not do?
The Mora has, right, the Mora has Makhlo Tisat Anayin. In certain cases, they say the Chalitza at all, the Chalitza at all, then it's not so clear. They share the map, they say, not have Makhlo Tisat Anayin. They have to go through their daily use of Mora. The Pasek HaKoyin HaDol Me'echol is relevant to some people who man has there. The Gemara says, HaKoyin HaDol Me'echol Gad Leinu Mishabechol. That if the Kohen Gadol is not wealthy, you have to give him a lot of money that he should have covered. You have to pick HaKoyin HaDol, you have to pick a fellow who's more handsome than the others and taller and richer than the others and more cool than the others. It has to be HaKoyin HaDol Me'echol, has to be all around more respected by the others. Kohen Gadol has to be a person who everybody looks up to. What if he's a tzaddik and he's handsome and everything, he has all the marvels, but he's not wealthy. So if he's not handsome, what can you do? And if he's not tall, he's a short guy, so you can't do anything about it. But if he has all the marvels, because he's not wealthy, so the Moses has got laid in the Shabbat. So you have the crime, you have the obligation to make him wealthy in order that he should be more respected. So the Rashi writes on Masechet Tanya. The question about the Rashi and Tanya is my Rashi, whoever it is. But Rashi, in the forest too, which Rashi and Tanya writes, that this then HaKoyin HaDol Me'echol Gad Leinu Mishabbat applies to a Rosh HaYeshiva. Tattooing. And this way that the members of the board have to give him a high salary. Some of them fulfill the mission. That everybody should have respect for the Rosh HaYeshiva. There doesn't have any ready mission. That the Rosh HaYeshiva should command the respect of all of the people. That's what Rashi writes on the Gemara. When Rabbi for the Rosh HaYeshiva. It doesn't have any Rebbe Yeshiva, but the Rosh HaYeshiva should command the respect of all of the people. That's what Rashi writes on the Gemara. When Rabbi Yechanan and Milcha decided that they're going to leave the Kollel and they're going to go make a living, the Gemara tells that they started to travel on the road in order to make a parnasa, in order to find a job, and then Rabbi Yechanan sat down to eat under a bridge. And Rabbi Yechanan heard the Malachim speaking to each other that they're going to kill them because they're leaving learning. Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilka, did you hear that? He said, did I hear what? Rabbi Yechanan realized that with some women of Shemayim, I mean that he should go back and learn, and Ilka should go into business. Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilka, oh, forget it, I changed my mind, I'm going to go back and learn. So Ilka went into business, he traveled around the world, became a wealthy man. Rabbi Yechanan became learned for one. And by the time Ilka came back to the yeshiva, a rich man, Rabbi Yechanan was appointed the Rosh HaYeshiva. And then Ilka said, that's my chavrusa. He came back, my chavrusa, he's the Rosh HaYeshiva, I know how to learn just as well as he does. Tell me anything that he said and I'll show you. He was running Mishnayis. It's all about him running Mishnayis. That's the yeshiva. He was running Mishnayis all the time. He's running Mishnayis about that. So he says, tell me anything that Rabbi Yechanan said and I'll show you a Mishnah that proves it. So he told him a din and he said a Mishnah. He said, if I won't be able to prove it from Mishnah, I'll commit suicide. Because if I would have stuck around, if I would have become the Rosh Hashiva son. So Rashi comments on that just from the Gemara in the middle of the whole discussion that they had, that Ilka got rich by going into business, and the Gemara means to say that Rabbi Yechanan got rich because when he was appointed the Rosh Hashiva, he didn't worry how kind of Adam Mechav got Leah Mishalechov, that in order that the Rosh Hashiva should command the respect of all the Talmidim, they had to give him a lot of money, they had to make him a rich man. So the Shach in the other day quotes the Bach in the other day. So quote this Rashi in Titus, it says that that's the din. That the Balabatam HaMukhiv is to pay the rabbi a handsome salary and to pay the Rosh Hashiva a handsome salary in order that they should be covered at her. That they should command the respect of his constituents.
The rabbi
of the congregation. Yeah. Rabbi of the congregation, they used to have only one rabbi in every community. They didn't have a congregation. Because the Rabbah Kikihila, so they're supposed to, even if he doesn't ask for a salary, then we have to give him a high salary, even if he doesn't need so much. They have to make him a rich man so that they should be covered up. Everybody should know they have to respect. Some people are Mekayim, some people aren't. When he's done, he's royal account, yeah. Not, and then he's going to come to well, this is bright, intelligent. But now they have to do a lot of no touching. Doesn't have to know Russian people, they have to know touching. Has to be Tamachot. He's in charge of Tamachot. Officially, he's in charge of everything that they've done. He's supposed to oversee all the other Tamachot. You have to know how to do it. The Pasuk speaks about the Kohen eating Truma. Then it speaks about the Truma. And Azar is not permitted to eat Truma. The Kohen keeps the Nefesh Kinyan Kasto. Who is that Kinyan Kasto? A Bain? The Emma's Kohen eats Truma. Elite Beisa, hand you up to the Balachim. What's the Elite Beisa? His children are Tahan. No. So the Pasuk Shat is, it means the Nebuch Knein Ishol Kain is also Eichel B'Truma. The Kain Kik, the Nebuch Kini Kasma means either at the MS Kain or an Nebuch Knein, like the Pasuk says in Parshat Lech Lecho, that there's the Elite Beis and the Miknas Kesev by Bris Milo. The Miknas Kesev is Nima Lecha, the Elite Beis is Nima Lishmena. There are two kinds of Nebuch Knein. One of the Nebuch Knein, Avdecha ben Amasecha, his mother was a Shifat Naina. So he was Hayrasa Lagdasa, forget about Hayrasa. He was Lagdasa the Gusha, he was born as an Eretz Naina. So it's like in Yisrael, he was born in Yisrael, so that's a Nima, Amina Shamitra, so it's Nima Lashmaina. And if he's Miknas Kesra, if I bought an Eretz Naina, then he's Nima Lashmaina. I'm out on the same day that I bought him, even if I bought him before he's 8 days old. I bought him on the first day when he was born, I bought an Eretz Naina. So the Torah said that he's Nima Lashmaina, doesn't have to be Nima Lashmaina. That's the Mishnah in Shabbat, in Tarek Ablazim and Mishnah. So that's perhaps the simple pshat over here. Cranky, you can have his Kenyan Kasto. Kenyan Kasto means that it's not an issue, but in the group I bought him. And you read Beiso, Rashi writes, Eilu B'nei Ashrof, and says, that's, you read by, that's the simple pshat. But in addition to the simple pshat, and it's possible, the Gemara, that seems to be partial pshat. That the Hamas Kaini, and Eretz Kaini shall Kaini, whether he's this kind of Eretz Kaini shall Kaini, or the other kind of Eretz Kaini shall Kaini. Every Libya Eretz Kaini is not eat, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says Tarshu Vistachar refers to both kinds of Ebedivri, whether it's an Ebed, a plain Ebedivri or an Ebed Nirutza. Both Ebedivris are not Eichel B'Truma. The simple Pshat Tarshu says that as long as that finding that an Ebed Knein is a Kinyan Iser, that allows Ebed Knein to eat Truma if the Yodon is a Kohen, and on an Ebedivri there is no Kinyan Iser, there's only a Kinyan Mamet. That's how Tarshu is right. And for that reason also, I'll be Pshuto, so he holds that the Gemara there in Yavamah says that an Eved Knaini cannot be Mamuna on a Korban Pesach without authorization of his Odom. Hashem can have the Eved Ivri to be Mamuna on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Odom. Why? Who the Eved Knaini has... The Eved Ivri is a Mamuna on a Korban Pesach. Yeah, the Eved Knaini also has a Chiyus to be Mamuna. Eved Knaini is probably also a Mamuna on a Korban Pesach. Shana, where the women are Mamuna on a Korban Pesach. Whatever the Jews are women, it's the same thing by an Eved Knaini. So the simple pshat is that why does the Yavatani have to have authorization from the other than Yavatani doesn't have that? Because the Yavatani is only a Kenyan moment. The Yavatani is a Kenyan Muslim. The Ramban disagrees, and the Tani of Ramban introduced him after Zion disagrees with that precious thing. He wanted that fine on the base, and he says, but from the fact that the Yavatani is Muslim, Shiv Khatman, is not a riot, that there is a Kenyan Muslim, the precious is bothered with that also. And the fact that the Yavatani is Muslim, Shiv Khatman, that is seen to indicate that there is a Kenyan Muslim, is my Yavatani. So then you give some kind of a test. Okay, that's a topic. We discussed that around this year. But the Gemara has another level of interpretation of this passage from the beginning to the end. The Kohen Ki Yitzna Nefesh Kinyan Kasto means that the Kohen marries a girl who's not a Kohenet. The Kohen Ki Yitzna Nefesh Kinyan Kasto is Mekadosh B'Kesser. Is Mekadosh a girl B'Kesser? The Gemara shouldn't derive from here that Kesser is good for Kiddushin. Gemara has other schools in Russia. Maybe more interpreted over here. Al-Berach HaDrash, not a remnant. It's not Berach HaDrush. It's a real place about prayer. The Kohen Ki Yitzna Nefesh Kinyan Kasto. The Kohen is the Kaddish of Yisraelis. But that Yisraelis is permitted to eat Shuma. From the time that he's the Kaddish, even before he's doing. And I tell you, Arus about Yisrael Achel is the Shuma. She named that, so she's called Kinyan Kasto. And then how do you read the end of the Kaddish? Then the Rishonim asks, and how do you know if he was the Kaddish of the Beer, the Kaddish of the Shtar? Maybe it's not the Kaddish of the Kesef, it's not the Kaddish of the Kesef. The Talmud Shem say, Makish Iskisha Vaisla Hadodi. In supposed to speak to that Kinyakas, but who are the Nami is in the Kaddish Bishtar or the Diyah. And others say, no, the Kinyakas means that he's married to her. Doesn't mean that he's Makadish of the Kesser. According to those Mishanim say that it means he's Makadish of the Kesser, and there's no Shtar and Diyah from the fact that Iskisha Vaisla Hadodi, then we call you Avakashe, a Shtar Kikashe. Why didn't the Gemara quote this passage to indicate that Kesser is good to Kiddushis? But once you learn the beginning of the passage like that, so how do you mean the end of the passage? Do you leave days for him, Yerkhma Barachman? According to the Drash, according to the Pshita, we know the passage is speaking about the two types of Eretz Kanani. Kinyan Kaspar and Yerkhma Barachman. But according to the Drash, according to Minyamish Kinyan Kaspar, goes on his wife, what is the lead base for him, Yerkhma Barachman? So the Rashi and Yevamis quotes from the Torah Kohanim on this passage that this is the mocker of another din. The Mishnah is in Yevamis has a din, but the Mishnah is not to say what the mocker is. And Rashi says that this is the mocker. The Yelid Beisrei Hen Yachidu Belachman. And what happens if a Kohen marries a Yisraeli and they have children, and then the husband dies? If the husband dies, she's no longer an Eshes Kohen, so she should no longer be permitted to eat truma. The Mishnah says, however, that if she has children from the Kohen, or if she has grandchildren, let's say she's married to the Kohen, has children, then has grandchildren, and all of her children die. But the grandchildren are still alive. Even if the grandchildren are not Kohen, let's say the woman was married, a Kohen married an Israeli, and they have a daughter, because the daughter is a Kohen. The daughter marries a non-Kohen. So Mishpachas are three Mishpachas, Mishpachas are many three Mishpachas, so the grandchildren are going to have will not be Kohanim, they'll be Yisraelim. Or let's say, not only is the granddaughter not a Kohenis, or the grandson is not a Kohen, let's say it's a Mamzer. That's a thing, so let's say the Kohen marries the Yisraelim, and they have a daughter, and the daughter gets married to a Zar, and then the daughter is resigned with another non-Kohen, Washington and Eshetish. So they have a child. It's going to be a mom there, it's going to be a non-son. If the father's not a son, it's going to be a mom who doesn't bother with an Asian kid, she's married to somebody else. And then let's say all the children of the Asian Kohen died, and then her husband died. So the Mishnah says she's still permitted to eat human. As long as she has one of her children or grandchildren still alive. Now they have to think that a mom there is Nachal as Ein Imo. Because she had a grandchild who's alive, a mom there, whatever, great grandchild, whatever, even though that grandchild is not a son. That Yisrael is not even a Yisrael Kashi, he's a Mamzer. Nevertheless, he's Machal the Baba the Truma. But that's only if the kid was born already. What if, let's say, the Kohanis is pregnant with a child and her husband dies and she's about to give birth. So then the Gemara says, no, she's only permitted to Truma in the exclusive of the children that were born already. Yolud Machal. She ain't a Yolud, ain't a Machal. Where did the Mishnah and the Gemara know all these demons? That if she has a child from the Kohen, she eats Truma. The Rashi and the Gemara Yevamis quote the Tereshtan on this passage. So at the beginning of the passage, the Darshan in Al-Berah HaDrash, the Tereshtan says, interpreting that it doesn't go on buying a bairn or buying an Ebbets Nine. It goes on getting a wife, Kansas Nebshkin Kasso, goes on getting married. So how do you go right to the elite base? So the elite base, the hand Yerkhlu Balapa means that even if the Kohen dies, and they leave Yolu, they leave a child or a grandchild, hand Yachilu Balapa, the child or the grandchild to be marked on the mother or the grandmother, Bachira's Truma. Is this doctor in the case when a husband died? What if the husband divorced his wife? The mother has the face of the discussion in the end of the Dorim. This is Mikubetze from the end of the Dorim, and the Akronim talk about it. And Machloikis and Akronim, what the dinner? That's strange. I didn't write them. It doesn't say the face what the dinner. Very strange. She was once married to a Kohen, and they had children, and grandchildren, and have a whole family, and then the husband and the wife got divorced. The husband would have died, and she would have given him a heart attack. But he was smart. He divorced her before she gave him a heart attack. So if she would have given him a heart attack, she would have killed him, poisoned him, then she would eat Truma. But she didn't give him a heart attack. He gave it a get. So if he gave it a get, does that break off her shaitas with Truma more? The get is better than Mishu Kamba? So she doesn't even eat in the school of the children or grandchildren or not, so it's the same. Is there a reason to come
off?
That's everything the reverse. The girl's father is a Kohen, so she's a Kohen. Right. And she marries a non-Kohen. So then where does the husband die? What about her? She goes back to the husband's side.
So the grandchildren say they're not Jewish?
No. They're not Jewish enough, so they're not Mitziyahu Shachar. They have to be Jewish.
Oh. She remarried
someone else. She remarried another. Then she's not allowed to marry. Even if she's a Kohen's man, she's marrying an unfriend, she's not allowed to marry. That's the other
part.
If she marries an unfriend, it doesn't help. No, even if she herself were a Kohen's, it wouldn't help if she married an unfriend. Before you made the haluk, can the avodim eat the tzimish? You made the haluk, and this is his for the uber. So the one that is avodim, they can eat tzimish. The one that is the uber is fanatic tzimish. Right, but before you made the haluk, it's the machlech of satanah. I guess you'd say it's all through the sabayis and all the avodim.
But the mother
the only child she has is the uber, she made
anything. But then when he's born?
Then she met.
The only daughter is the Kohen, and then the Kohen. So then
you
every
Navajo
Yerusha will go through
and
end up by
Israel. Yeah, the funny guy is
one
guy, the other daughter. And the Navajo daughter, he's
every
time he goes to Yerusha to a non-covenant.
Yeah.
It's only two. The covenant, no, the covenant is not the covenant, it's someone else. They no longer use two. There are three parishes in the Torah of Moadim. One is a Moadim, one is Pinchas, and one is Re'eh. So there are three aspects that the Rosh Hashanah should go to say every year. The three aspects for the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov. The Yisra Malachah, that's in Parashas Amor. And then there's the Chodesh HaMishrotim, that's in Parashas Pinchas. And then the Chodesh HaRego. Then you have Riyah, Hagigah, Simcha, you have Rul of Shaita, all the special mitzvahs, that's in Parashas Re'eh. How come the minute, how come the din is, that when we learn Kriya Tatera and Yom Tov, on the first stage and on the last stage Yom Tov, on the first stage Yom Tov, we learn from Amor, and the last stage Yom Tov, we learn from Re'eh. Why not Pakeh? So Rashi used to say, maybe the reason is the following. Because Parshas Amor tells you the Yisra Malachah. Yisra Malachah we have to announce right away the first day. The people should know they're not allowed to do Malachah. What are we going to wait till the last day and tell them that next week, on the first day you did wrong by doing Malachah. And in case the people don't know, we have to link the Torah and explain to them that there's an Yisra Malachah on the end. But Parshas Re'eh tells about the Chodesh HaRego, we are Hagig HaSimcha to the beginning of the Tashlum and Kol Shiva. You can bring them on the last day and also. There's no Beholah, there's no big rush to bring them on the first day. That's what the Gemara says, that we learn the Parshas Amor, Parshas Re'eh on the last day of Yom
Kippur.
Mm-hmm. That's because, of course, the other Jewish does. They didn't. Because there's no focus on that. There's no focus on mm-hmm. There is a discrepancy here that the Gemara talks about between Parshas Amor and Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Emor, it says Tikru Hamishim Yom. You have to count days. You know, it says Hamishim, so the Rishon says Lav Yom 49, the Rosh says. And then in Parshas Re'eh, it says Shiva Shavuot, Tikru Lav. You count the weeks, and the Gemara asks, which is it? So Abayi says, Mitzvah the Memriya, the Mitzvah the Memriya Shiva. You have to count both the days and the weeks. We come to the end of the week. Yes, the Higgins are not ready for the Shining, the Smith and the Mimli Shavuot, whether that's only at the last day of the week, 7, 14, 21, and so on. Or no, even on 22, you have to say Shehain, Shloshah Shavuot, the young half of God. How far do you go on the Smith and the Mimli Shavuot? That's the Machlaker. The third is Machlaker,
is related to the nature of the din of mitzvah within the Shavui. What is it? The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs writes the Feirish that mitzvah within the Shavui is not a separate mitzvah. He says it's not going to count for the two mitzvahs. One to count today, one to count for each. And on the other hand, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes not so. Rabbeinu Yeruchim fell on the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Shamukah, and the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Shavuot, and the whole Arizah Sanya. Of course, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, without a Muslim. Other people are looking at Rabbeinu Yeruchim. No, I don't have a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I saw it in Rabbeinu Yeruchim Pell with commentary. But other people have a Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's the original, not a secret. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is of the opinion that there are two distinct mitzvahs. And he holds his Yeruchim said two different brachas. He's not omnivorous. When Sphira Simon was the right, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim claimed there are two different brachas. One in the Sphira Hayamin, one in the Sphira Hashavut. He says that he's not as there. That spirit is only the Rabbanim, and he says everything changed. He gives us the whole explanation why, which doesn't correspond to our views from the Gemara. He gives the whole story on it. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam holds that it's not two different mitzvahs. He says it's mitzvah, it can count today. But when you reach past the point of seven, and you can combine the days and sum them up to a total of weeks and days, a week, but then the mitzvah of the Mindy Shavu is a cross within the mitzvah of the Mindy Yom. That's what the Rambam writes. He's not going to count these as two different mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah of the Mindy Yom, basically. And the Shavu is a cross within the mitzvah of the Mindy Yom. When I count seven, let's say a person has a lot of pennies on the table. If somebody asks, how much money? He has nickels and pennies and dimes and quarters and bills. Somebody asks, how much do you have? He says he has so many pennies, and so many singles, and so many fives, and so many tens, and so many quarters, so many nickels. He says, just tell me how much you have. What's the sahat toll? He tells me, $98.45. Give me a sahat toll of some sort. So that's what the Rambam says. The mitzvah of the Mimni Shavu is to give a sahat toll, to give you a sum total of how many days you have. So when it comes to this, let's say the 23rd day, so it's 23rd day, so we say, change Shleshi Shavu is Baima, not just have cluttered up 21 days, go over the place. Okay, you have 21 days, which adds up to a sum total of 3 weeks. And then tomorrow, also, when we're going to say 22, so that's going to count 22, it says 22 days, which adds up to some total of 3 weeks in 1 day. There's just a way to count them together. That's why it says in the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if the person counted the Yom and he didn't count the Shavuot? But he had a religious, so he did the mitzvah, Shavuot Shleimusa. He had everything clotted up. Instead of saying how much money he had, $98.54, this is how so many singles and so many fives and so many tens and so many quarters and so many pennies and so many dimes. He didn't add it up. So for the other, you'll figure out on your own how much you have. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes to happen. It's counted today. You didn't count the week, but for the other, you would be able. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim, on the other hand, disagrees. And he says, no, that the mitzvah of the Mimni Shavuot is a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the week. The mitzvah to count the week is a separate mitzvah. And he says that his mom, maybe she's supposed to be with his brother. But apparently, he should be of the opinion, like some Rishon Hall, the whole people Rishon Hall, that the Ikar mitzvah of the Mimni Shavuot is only at the end of the week. That's not the mitzvah in the youngest to count every day when you have another day. Don't count now. Oh, 21 and a half days. And then later on, 21 and three-quarter days. You don't count parts, fractions of it. So the mitzvah in the Shavuot, you only count how many weeks is it? On the 7th day, the 14th day, the 23rd day, you say 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or something. You don't count Shehem, Shlosh, and Shavuot, you don't count Shavuot. You don't count units of the week like you don't count units of the day. Now, Shehem came to HaRambam. According to the Rambam, you can say like this, you can say like that, because they have both possibilities. When you want to say 22 days, does it really help if you say that it's 3 weeks and 1 day? Or you've made it more complicated. Usually you say 22 days and to say it's 3 weeks and 1 day. So that's a much way to say the Shem. The Rambam, if you all like the Rambam, you can see both ways. But if you hold a fellow like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the mitzvah of Mimni Shavuot is a separate mitzvah, the Rambam is a separate mitzvah, so the fellow doesn't make sense to count within the middle of the week. It should only be the end of the week. So that's what you say. What if the Sardis forgot to count the 4th day? So the Bahad says in the Kinkinino, unless they forgot to count the 13th day, he wrote the Mishnah Kinkinino, but he counted the 7th day, and he's going to count the 14th. He's going to count 7, 14, 21, and so on. So he's going to count every week, the end of the week, so from Nikra then would only pass like the Bahad. Nikra then wrote the Ruba, the Ruba, the Rishon, and the Ruba, the Bahad, and they hold it even if he missed the day. It's not a din of Tmimos. The Gemara says Tmimos, each day should be Tmimos. It doesn't mean the whole year of 49 days should be Tmimos. Each day should be a Sphira Tmimos. You should count by Laila and have the whole day included. You shouldn't count by Yom, so you miss the beginning of the day. You should count to the beginning of the day, Dahana by Laila. That's what the Gemara says in the Miss if you count by Laila, because it's Tmimos. The Baha came up with a new Einfah that Tmimos goes on the whole unit of the whole 49 days of Sphira. The Rishon disagrees with him. He has no Mokhu in the Gemara. Can't invent your own deal. Well, the Chayshish will have Chilas for the Bahad, but whenever there's any Nitlach, or any other Shita to be made of any stuff, he told her, then we're not Chayshish for the Bahad. You hear the Beis Halevi sign there that if you're going to count 7, 14, 21, 28, and so on at the end of the week, so according to many Rishonim, that's a separate mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's nothing. According to the Rambam, that's only a plot to sing a mitzvah in the Yomi. So if you miss any one day, then you're Chayshish for the Bahad. So you're not going to count by them. We follow the other Rishonim, you do count, but you can't stand up because of the Bahad. But according to many Rishonim, that mitzvah in the Shavu is a separate mitzvah. And according to them, it's obvious that the mitzvah is only at the end of the week. So as long as he didn't miss the day at the end of the week, he counts 7, 14, 21, even if he missed in the middle, so that would be enough to say a bracha at the end of the week. So the Bahad mitzvah, we don't hold up the Bahad, we just say Shish Lachat too. Whenever there's another Shish Lachat too, we'll make him. If he didn't miss the days at the end of the week, so then that was the Beis Halevi's answer.
One week without the other,
so let's say you missed day number 12. So when you count on day number 13, you count without a brachah. You count day number 14, if you didn't miss number 7, then you may say a brachah. Then when you count 15, you cannot say a brachah again. Then you wait for 21, then you say a brachah. That's the Beis Halevi's answer. That's the Beis Halevi's answer. Okay. So Rachel pointed out that there's a fascinating comment in the Tashkuni. Tashkuni was a contemporary of Rashi. A comment on Rashi, writes about Rashi that he's still alive when he's writing the concept. Tashkuni at the beginning of Parshas Bahar had the old Gilsa in the Sifra. That these two mitzvahs of Sfira Soimer are not only their discrepancy, that one of them says Sifra Hamisha Miyam and the other one that says Shiva Shavuot, Sifra Lach is not a discrepancy. Here it says, "Esfartam Lachem Loshen Rabbi," in Amor. There in Parshas Vein it says, "Shivushu Tispalach Loshen Yochi." And the Sifra says that there's a difference. Shivushu Tispalach in Parshas Vein goes on Bezdin. Amy, Ella Bezdin, how do you know Minayin the Rabbis call Yochi to Yochi? How do you know that the mitzvah applies to every individual person? Come on, Leimar. Esfartam Lachem, Shifu Tispil, Chalechem, Viechlo, that there are two mitzvahs. So the Zulma Goyim changed the view from the Sifra. And he had to read like this Yachod, the Bezin. One might think that it's only a mitzvah of the Bezin. Tamalayma, Shvatam Lachem, that it's not only a mitzvah of the Bezin. It's a mitzvah called Yachod Yachod. Why does it say Shushu Tisba Loch, Loch, it's Rashi Yachod, sounds like it's a mitzvah of the Bezin? Like in the beginning of Parsha Zahar, it says, Kisavoy Al Ha'oret, then it says, you should count it, Shachar to Lecho, Sheva Shak Shashan. So the Rambam writes that this mitzvah is only on Bezin. Why? Because it's Shachar to Lecho. Whenever it says Loshen Yochi, it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. How can Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah? There's no double dozen on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Whenever it says Lachem, it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael Yochi, that Klal Yochi is Yochi. So the Zohar Goyim is Magir the Gears again. Instead of saying, Shushus is Kolach the Bezin. Minayin the Rabbis Klal Yochi, Yochi, Kalam Aloy Ma'ash, Vashem Lachem, he changes it. Yochi the Bezin, Shushus is Kolach, Yochi the Bezin, Kalam Aloy Ma'achem, that it's not a mitzvah of the Bezin. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yochi. So why does it have to say, Shushus is Kolach? Implying Bezin, so the Imam Rafi says, Tispalach, Tira Hakluya the Bezin. If you start counting, you walk across Shabbos, it doesn't mean on Sunday. It doesn't mean the first Sunday after the beginning of Pesach. It means the day after Yom Kippur. Sunday is not part of the Bezin. Yes, any guy will tell you when the day after Shabbos is. It's Sunday. You don't need Bezin. Bezin is needed to tell you when Yom Kippur was. So the Imam knows that it's due to my room, that you walk across Shabbos means the first day of Chalamoy, the day after the second day of Pesach, and it doesn't mean Sunday. Because it says, Tispalach, Tira Hakluya the Bezin. That's how the Gemara says. But the Tashkuni in the beginning of Parshas Bahar clearly had the old Jews from the Tisra. That there's a separate mitzvah on Bezin of Tira Sam, and there's a separate mitzvah on Kol Yachid V'Yachid. And the Tashkuni has the following fascinating comment. He says, when the Bezin HaDon fulfills the mitzvah of counting the years of Shemitah V'Yevah, of Parshas Bahar, which are far to Lachor, he says the Chiddush that they don't recite a bracha. Every Rosh Hashanah when they get up, and they say, Shana Zu, Shana Vishayna, the Sphira Shnei Tashmita. And then they get the place on the seventh year. They say, Shana Zu, Shana Shvi, the Minyan, the Shnei Tashmita, the Ishna Tashmita. Or something like that. They count what year it was, until they reach up to the Yavon. So the Tashkuni says they don't recite a bracha. So the Gemara says in an office, when you tie the sutras down to the bed, you're not supposed to say a bracha because it's called Vitashkin, that sutras is a chedat sadr. Not a chayvus mana. If you hold that clay kufka chayav and the tzitzis, the Gemara says, its tzitzis would be a chayvus mana, that the beggar, even when it's sitting in the dresser drawer, is also before even tzitzis, then you would have to say a bracha when you tie the tzitzis onto the garment. You're fulfilling the mitzvah at that time. But the Gemara says, simply, tzitzis, it's only a chayvus mana. You're not going to to put this in the garment that you're not wearing until you wear it. It's only a chedesh. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, when you tie this kid, it's not yet the kima mitzvah, that's just a hafana, that's just a hechshon mitzvah. The Gemara says, call mitzvah shatiyosa, lav gma mitzvah, so ain't a rachma leh. Since the asiyah is not the gma mitzvah, the gma mitzvah is going to be when you wear the beged, but there's no bracha recited when you tie it on. Only call mitzvah shatiyosa, gma mitzvah, so then you say a bracha. So the Gemara api pshita means to say that if you do a hachana to a mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. Tying in the sitzis, because we tie from a sitzis, it's not a pshadish mona, the tying in the sitzis is only a hachana, it's not the key, actual kima mitzvah. So if I fully goes even further, he takes the lashon of the Gemara literally, that even if you're doing a mitzvah, the Beis Magdal is counting which year it is, in the minyan shvita v'yodlos, but they don't finish the mitzvah until they complete the count, so year number is the same. This year is Shnasa Yeho. So even though they're doing the mitzvah, but it's not Gemara mitzvah, so they're not finished with the mitzvah yet, so because they don't say a bracha. So then you have to count with the Hakama practices that we say a bracha when we count to do it well. I think on the last year, I think you already said a bracha. I think the Hakama, you have to take a look at Hakama in the beginning of the Ha'ar. I think it says when they count on the 50th year, they do say a bracha. That's how you also go on the So then if I fully should have asked, but he doesn't ask exactly like that. He should have asked, how come you say a bracha when he counts to you? He doesn't ask that. He asked, how come when Beis Magdal counts to you, so no. When Beis Magdal counts to you, so no. Why do they say a bracha? I should say, it's not Gemara Mitzvah because it's not Shavuot yet. The purpose of Sfira Seimer is to lead up to Shavuot. So it's not finished till they count the 49th day. Some of my friends say, based on the Maharil, that on the 49th day you have to say, Hayoyim Tisha V'Avroim Yem She'en Shiri Shavuot Beinu, or Lamachrot HaShavuot. The Rav Haim says no, that the Maharil, in the Drashas Maharil, says that you can't. Shem Shiva Shavuot Bo, I meant, period. And then he says, and tomorrow, Shavuot, it's not that that's the Lashon that you count in the Sphere. That's Machlokes. But whether you say that in the Sphere or not, most people don't say that in the Sphere. But the Haskuni implies clearly that that's the intention. When you count Sphere Saimer, that the Sphere is for the purpose of creating the Shavuot, Yom Tov Shavuot. It's mitzvah, those Sphere Saimer, I never mentioned it. Tomorrow has like that idea. And he's bothered with the Tash when the Beis Magdal counts to your friend, they should not say a bracha. Just like they don't say a bracha when they count which year it is in the Shemitah in the Yom. And then once he says that by his discrepancy, the Gemara is bothered with the Tash. Here it says in Parshas Amor that you count days, and there in Parshas Rei says that you count weeks. That by his both right, this is the Mimri Yom Day, or this is the Mimri Shavuot. So Rashi thought that perhaps the that you can say for later, it's part of the Beis Magdal. But the seems to hold that there are two distinct mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the Beis Magdal is to count Sfira Seimer with an eye towards the future for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. So when they count every day, their mitzvah is not Gemara Mitzvah yet until Shavuot is going to come. Until the 49th day, then it's Gemara Mitzvah. But now they have to be Kaveh Shavuot all along. But the first 48 days, they didn't finish yet. But the mitzvah, I'll call you Yachid V'Yachid. We don't have the responsibility, we don't have the ability to be Kaveh Yom Tov. That's the job of the Beis Magdal, to be Kiddush HaKadosh, and Yibur HaShon, and to count Sfira Seimer for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. So when you have the mitzvah, start from the time that it's HaKadosh HaYachid, that every individual Jew has the obligation to count Sfira. So that's not for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. That's the Sfira L'Shovah. You're counting how many days have passed since Pesach. Mashiach, and you're counting the Beis Magdal, that's the Sfira L'Habo, for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. So that's what the
really
seems to imply like that, that the Beis Magdal shouldn't say a bracha because their mitzvah is not complete. If the purpose of their counting is similar to the counting by the Shemitah of the Yevil, to count, to create Shnasa Yevil. But the Beis Magdal is also mechuyif, like every Yachid V'Yachid is mechuyif to count Shira. Kol Yachid V'Yachid is not mechuyif for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. What's Balabatma we could do for Kaveh Shavuot? We don't do Kiddush HaKadosh, we don't do Yibra HaShanah, we don't do Kiddush Shavuot. Beis Magdal does that. So what Sfira do we do? Time we count, how many days it is in space. I said, that's Gemara Mitzvah. Every night we count, we finish with the mitzvah. It's not with an eye towards the future. But Beis Magdal says the block of the Torah is called Yachad
V'Yachad. What I think actually is when you count backwards,
Count down. That's the thing of this discussion. Since you Kaveh Shavuot, you should count down. 49 days to go. 48 days to go. So the thing of this discussion is some kind of a terrorist. I'm not exactly what it is. Just some kind of a terrorist. The old Jews, they read Shivish Rishis Talach, the Bezna. Denying the rabbit for Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Tamarai, the Svat and Lachem, she takes Shivish Halash and Yahweh. The only one changes is that it should be like this. Yahweh the Bezdin, Shivish Rishis Talach. Yahweh the Bezdin, Tamarai, the Svat and Lachem, then it's not the Bezdin. It's like Hanochem Tzimun, it's like Sikh, it's like Shoyt and Akula. There's no more Mitzvah and Bezna than anybody else. But Lord Jesus, it is not so. There's a separate Mitzvah and Bezna and a separate Mitzvah and called Yahweh the Yahweh. That's pretty clearly how the Lord Jesus, Mamash is separate Mitzvah. And based on this, after the Rishi thought that, he can go further and say that you should split the mitzvah. That the mitzvah of Mimni Shavuay is only on Bezna Adonah. That the counting of the weeks is Kaveya Shavuay. The counting of the days, that's the Kol Yachad Yachad to count the Shavuay. That is really Alder HaFut. Well, so that part you can do there.
At the end of... How would that answer? Did
the Rav
try to explain the
Gemara
based on that?
No, he tried to explain the Gemara based on that. Amemar used to count only the days and not the weeks because it's only Zechel and Midrash. And then the Gemara says that we don't do like that. We count the days and the weeks. Only the days and not the weeks. Why? Because it's only Zechel and Midrash. So therefore, you only count the days. And then the Gemara that practices we count both. And the bottom line says that's only a minute, but Mishra Adin Amemar's right. You only have to count the days. Why? Why do you only count the days? Why don't you count the days? Let's have some count a whole idea. If you assume the Chesuni, that the two different parshias, and the parshias are Reva Chavis HaBezna, the parshias are Morva Chavis HaYochid, and you assume the two different parshias, this is counting Yomim, that's counting Shavuot, so we don't have to make a Zeta Kermitzu that we never did with Man HaMikdash. With Man HaMikdash, only the Bezna Adol counted the weeks, but Yochid Yochid only counted the days. That would be a suggestion.
Why is that different?
That's saying that his man amigus, the spirit of Yahweh, is only on the days, not on the weeks. The Pasha Pshat perhaps in that Gemara, I'm not in the Pasha Pshat. An alternate Pshat in that Gemara that Amen only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks, because only the Rabbanan is Zechon Amigdash is, whenever you have a mitzvah, Zechon Amigdash, you don't want to make it fully the way it was in the days of Amigdash. You want everybody to know that there's no Zechon Amigdash and there's something missing. So that's what I mean, only counted the days and not the weeks, so it should be a Zechel of Churban also, not just a Zechel of Mitzvah. People should know that in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, they would do more than this. We only have a partial Mitzvah, the Echel Mitzvah, of course, it's only Zechel of Mitzvah. Yeah, but also Tamach Rav Lanao. At the end of Parshas and more, there is a din that Rashi quotes, based on the Pasuk, with a brisk ahead, but it's mamish typical brisk. There's a special din by a Megadeth as Hashem. The Pasuk says that he gets Skila. And it says in Pasuk Yigal, if there's some Chukhov Hashem as he gave him al-Reisho, they have to put their hand on him and say that Gamchok Yerashech, if you won't fall by getting Skila because you're a Megadeth as Hashem. Special din that only applies to Megadeth as Hashem. Some Chukhov Hashem as he gave. Who does that? The Aegis, Hashem. Why does it say Chukhov Hashem? Elu HaDayan. Rashi says, Hashem Melo, Elu Kol Hashem Elu Havi Yis HaDayan. So the simple pshat in this din runs as follows. When the Eidim come to court and they testify what they heard, they say, the man said as glory, he said, Yaki Yoshi Yoshi Yoshi, you can gather for Hashem. So then, oh, get off, the Bezin has to stand up and have to recreate because they heard Yidus Hashem. And then the Bezin heard it through the glory. So not only did the Eidim have to do smicha, Kol Hashem Elu includes Afilu HaDayan. So that's a simple pshat. But our Soloveitchik suggested that the Emes is very shrill. Why in the world did the Yadim have to say over the Gidur, word for word? And no Masha Shamata the Feirish. They tell the Yadim, you have to say exactly verbatim what you say. Every day when they have the court case against the Nagare, he doesn't say over the whole Yisach HaKlor. He just says, he was Nagare with Hashem, he said this, he said that, he writes it down on a piece of paper, he writes it down on a blackboard, and he shows them what he said. And he writes in the Kudus how he pronounced it. When it comes to make the final margin, then it's easy that the Eidim have to say the whole Nisach of the Gidu. So why in the world do they have to say the whole Nisach of the Gidu? They could give the Hagar to say this by writing it on a blackboard. They could say the first word that he said was this, and the second word that he said was that. Many Rishonim in the Pesach Shiva course in the Dvor that that's not called the Pesach Shiva. The Pesach Shiva is if I write a letter and I nail it into Bezin. What if I'm talking on a blackboard while Bezin is watching? So that's not from a big story. And even if it isn't a big story, if you want to disagree with the report, you can give a simple case where it won't be a big story. Let's say the Eidim says he was Megadeth as Hashem. So the Bezin says, how is he Megadeth as Hashem? So he says, well, the first word he said was this. And the second word he said was the fourth word in the following passage, and they say the whole passage. And they have the Shein Hashem or something. And and he said he pronounced it like this, and he said, Pata, and a comment like this, and I pronounce the comments like this, and a Pata. He can have himself, he can explain to them without saying the whole flow of a Vedana. So why do they require at the end that they should say a more Masha Shamaita to the Pharisee? It doesn't make any sense. So I think Rachel suggested maybe it starts off everything backwards. The Torah has a deal that you need smicha Hashem, that you have to have smicha Sa'idin as Sidani for the giving of Kila. But the Chumash says, Kol Hashem will have Yisad Dayanim. You see that the Dayanim have to do smicha also by virtue of the fact that they are also Shem. How are they Shem? So from this topic we derive that the Eidim have to tell the Bezdin in Yisra Hagidah verbatim in order to enable the Bezdin to give the mitzvah of smicha. The first pshat is that the cause and effect relationship is the reverse. They don't have to give Avodah Seydis. They have to say the Gidus. That's the Avodah Seydis. Once they say the Gidus, so the Medo, the Bezdin can call Hashem. And then the Chumash requires that the Bezdin, the Torah call Hashem, have to do Smith. But that's a pillar. Why the Torah say, should they have to say it? Maybe it starts the reverse. This is, if you want to know something that typifies this, this manage typifies this. When you take a cause and effect and you reverse the say it. You say, no, the effect is the cause and the cause is the effect.
What
happened? In order to enable the Dayanim to do this mitzvah.
In order to open what
things that the Dayanim have to do. We need something done tomorrow, so therefore we have to have something done today to lead up to tomorrow. Not that the Dayanim have to say Eidus today, that this is part of the Hufetus. No. If the Hufetus would have been finished, would have been perfect without that. You have to do the Amiris Agibus Mufurish in order to enable the Dayanim to do this mitzvah tomorrow, the Torah is called Hashem. Then we published an essay in the last day teaching about something that he considered typical just as well. I don't exactly understand why he put it up. Chaim about something, Kashagamala Kashagamala, but that's typical. That's a very atypical Rav Chaim, it's a very schwer Rav Chaim, and nobody in the beginning knows what Rav Chaim is talking about over there. It's one of the most difficult Rav Chaim in the whole state. We don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand why that's a typical just as well, but this is not as typical. When you take everything at this fakir, when you take the effect, you say, no, that's the cause, and the cause is the effect. This is what the Beis Halevi has on Chumash. It says, by Matzah, he says that why do we eat Matzah? Because the Beis Halevi Matzah Matzah, he says no. The Chumash says, Babu there, also Hashem lead the place inside. Babu Matzah Morah, the Rebbe Shalom did the Tzias Mitzrayim because of the Matzah Morah. Not that we eat Matzah Morah because of the Tzias Mitzrayim, no. The Rebbe Shalom made the Tzias Mitzrayim then, so Hashem doesn't know that we should have the Mitzvah. Of Matzah Morah was paid in the asylum. The Rebbe Shalom read history, look that she fit in with the mitzvah of Torah. That's mamish bris. But the Beis Halevi has it by Yosef, with the Chalon. The simple pshat is a fire out of home. And he was disturbed, and he didn't know pshat. Then, the Tzara Mashkin reminded himself that Yosef was around, he knows how to talk it, and then he went free. So the Beis Halevi called the Medrash, no. It was time for Yosef to go free. Take some Racheshech, it was time, his 2 years in prison were up, it was time to go free. How are you going to go free? So the Baruch Shalom caused that power should have a Chalayim in order that Yosef should be able to go free. So the effect was really the cause. What happened later was that caused him to have a Chalayim earlier. That's it. That's why some people have the mistaken notion that typical bris means Kineger HaSechel. Whatever is Kineger HaSechel, that's more bris. Whatever makes sense is not bris before. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't think that that's acceptable. But sometimes you have what appears to be cause and effect is really in the reverse, not Kinegar HaSeichel. We're just mistaken. We thought that that's the cause and not the effect, and it's really in the reverse.
Something that you find an object that someone has reported by the Hadirus, and you mentioned once that Moshe
Yeah. Mikra, whoever finds something can keep it, except that the Chavis Hashem prevents you from giving it back. Yes. Common sense would dictate not so.
Yeah.
Common sense. Just because the guy lost it, so he loses his ownership. So anybody who wants has the right to defend it. Doesn't make any sense. You have to give it back because it's his. So the Yeshiva, that's why Moshe says common sense. But he quotes his Rebbe, said not so. Right. And he could then, whoever finds it, could keep it. Except that this is Hashem that prevents this from being claimed.
I don't understand the word spark. Even if the agents say, okay, you heard the parish, but they don't give the guy to say it, because the agents say it. So we might as well just, anyway, you just know, logically that he didn't say it. So you might as well just tell them that he said it.
without saying it verbatim. The Tanhaim understood it not so. They say, no, there's Shemim and there's Kol Hashem. Kol Hashem is a lower level than Shemim.
No.
They didn't really hear it. If they would have heard it, Mamish, it would have been Shemim.
Yeah, I understand that.
No,
not
they know. Let's say they heard all along that he said it, they don't recree it till the last day. And the Adam say it over verbatim, then they have to recree. You ask them, how did Tanai know they have to be like that? I don't know. Okay, what are we going to do? This Shabbos is an SOY Shabbos. Is anybody going to be here? What? Oh, I think there's going to be a big crowd here. Okay. Is that about everybody from my Shia to come Shabbos?